Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Banky and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, August 20th, 2008, recaps the game against the 49ers and prepares us for the final 2 weeks of the preseason. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
Bone formation, hand taking the hand off, back to the low, Rodgers throws the right side of the end zone, wide open Lee, and he dropped it in the right corner of the end zone. Oh my goodness, Rodgers put it right in his hands.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Corey.
And this is Aaron.
And today, we'll ponder the catastrophic carnival at Candlestick and try to wash away the pain by looking forward to Friday night's game against the Broncos. So let's get started.
And where else do we start but the good, the bad, and the ugly?
We got the good. We got Jordy Nelson.
He's taking a claim to the return job.
Charles Woodson.
Oh, the man, the myth, the legend, love him.
Vernon Morency.
Someone on this team can run a screen pass.
The bad, we got Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron, buddy, throw that ball.
Jason Spitz.
Jason, the guy in front of you, hit him.
Donald Dealey.
Hands.
And we got the ugly, we got Jarrett Bush.
How does Jarrett Bush still have a job?
How does any Bush have a job at this point?
Ladies and gentlemen, Corey Banky came to play.
Without Jarrett Bush, where would surrealism go?
You know, it would probably go to his blog, because that thing has not been updated since the game on Saturday night. And I've been checking, Jarrett, every day.
Oh, it's on Packer World.
I know.
I'm surprised that the Packers allow him to have a blog.
You know what? I'll bet they don't know about it.
Well, Ted,
we know you're
right
a regular
now.
Listener.
Yeah.
Go check out Jarrett's blog. He talks some smack, man. I'm telling you. You got a troublemaker in your midst.
Speaking of Ted, let's listen to what Ted had to say about that atrocity called a preseason game.
It wasn't because of any lack of urgency or anything like that. I just don't think we played very well. We didn't execute. We didn't block well enough. We didn't catch well enough. We didn't throw well enough. We didn't tackle well enough. We didn't do a lot of things well enough. But the beauty of the NFL is the train keeps going, and now we got another game this week. In a tough place in Denver.
The train keeps going.
I'm sorry. Did he just chuckle there?
Yeah, he thinks it's funny.
I mean, did he just kind of like, I mean, really? Ted, buddy, I know the media and the fans have been getting on you for being a automaton, for not showing any emotion, but
robot.
Whoa. Not the time to show us your fun side.
Well, maybe Ari was like, you got to show your fun side, and he doesn't know, so he just pushed that button right then.
He just did it.
He's like, hee hee, we did bad.
I know, it's like,
we
now,
sucked.
After he walked off stage, Fleischer was there and said, Ted, no, inappropriate timing.
Well, there you go right there. If there was a Saturday Night Live for Packer fans, that would be the opening sketch, which is Ari Fleischer teaching Ted Thompson how to stay on message.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Although
that
he's never had
brilliant.
A problem staying on message. He just
No.
He just is I would not want his job.
It's like watching paint dry.
90% of his job, especially at a press conference, is the
it's
how
for a
can
lot
I
of
talk
people
for 20 minutes and say absolutely nothing.
The whole design of a press conference is how can you let as many people as possible know as little as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it. He does that masterfully. So you got to give that to
he's
him.
He's really good at that.
But Ted, the whole emotion, that's not how we want to see it.
Usually when you're
it's not funny.
Usually when you're like, yeah, I was really bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're not laughing at that point.
There's a disconnect.
You know who does that? Buddhists.
Yeah.
They do that when they laugh about death because they like they know there's no such thing as death and they're going to come back and blah, 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 blah.
Well, maybe Ted Thompson's a Buddhist.
I think he is, and I think we just cracked the code, ladies and gentlemen. We cracked the code of Ted Thompson, Buddhist extraordinary. But you know what we haven't cracked yet? We haven't quite cracked the things that this team needs to work on.
Yeah,
namely,
we've cracked them.
Pass protection.
Wow.
Jason, Spitz, buddy, that guy in front of you, he's going to come at you. and he's going to try to hit you hard. Your job is to hit him back, not to get thrown on your butt.
Well, it's really weird. In the last 17 years, it's to me, it feels like the offensive line has been a major liability only in the past three.
Yeah, I got to agree with that. And you know why? Because when Ted Thompson came on board, he got rid of all his starting guards. Now, I agreed with that.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that.
Yeah, well,
but then,
except for Mike Wall, but yeah.
But even that, I totally understood.
He could have pulled the trigger on that, though.
He could have, and absolutely, and people
would have been within his,
we'll debate that, and they have debated that.
And however, we'd have a better line right now.
I agree. However, he still hasn't found two viable guards.
Really?
I mean, really. So, there's that.
There's that Achilles heel.
There's that small thing. And then there's another thing. It's called physicality. But some might say a hard, steely demeanor when it comes to playing football, Lombardi style.
You mean soccer?
Yeah, exactly. Just like soccer, only not. This team, they don't have that.
No.
Not right now. Like we said at the end of last year, it's a finesse team. You got somebody in a dome, like throwing the ball around, or in a perfect 70-degree day, this is your team.
Yeah.
You got some, like, you know, muddy, bloody, gutty kind of football going on. Not our team.
No.
And that's kind of upsetting, because they play in Green Bay, Wisconsin,
well,
for God's sake.
Truth be told, we do have some hitters on our team. We do have the likes of Tarik Bigby,
who
we haven't seen
it.
A safety hit like that in a while in Packerland.
He brings the wood. Definitely.
And we got some Patrick Lee, who gonna play this. Maybe Jared Bush's eventual replacement.
Out of the shotgun on first and 10, O'Sullivan, quick throw left side. Hey! Got his man, but it's broken up incomplete. Oh, a jarring hit by Patrick Lee onto Sean Foster, the running back who never saw Lee coming at the 45-yard line, and the rookie blew him up.
That was a big-time hit. That was fun.
It's Monday morning. The Packers beat the pants off their opponent on Sunday, and you can't wait to read about it. But all those websites can be overwhelming. Which ones know what they're talking about? Which ones are just a blog started by some hack in Wausau? Which one should you pay attention to, and which should you ignore? Head over to PackerWorld at CheeseheadTV.com. We've got all the best Packer news sites and blogs, Packer commentary and podcasts, stats and history sites, all on one easy-to-use page. If it's important Packer news, and really, isn't that redundant? You'll find it at PackerWorld.
This week in the Packer Blogosphere.
Welcome to This Week in the Packer Blogosphere.
If you didn't know that already.
Yeah, well, you know, the announcer guy just said that.
The announcer guy?
Yeah, the announcer guy that looks just like you. where we take a look around the blogs and the sites dedicated to our beloved Packers, and we try to see what's going on.
And what is going on?
Not too much this
week.
Yeah,
not a lot.
I gotta say, boys, girls, bloggers.
Yeah, what is going on?
Very disappointed.
I am
very
too.
Very disappointed.
Even Madison, the Madison blog, Jason Wilde.
Where's he been? Where is everybody?
Frozen tundra on vacation.
Packer geeks.
Why are you on vacation in the middle of the training camp?
It's training camp.
You had the
June,
end of January,
July,
February, March.
Come
you had
on.
A weekend for
that
the draft.
The whole time baseball is going on is when you're supposed to be on vacation. Although I should shut up because I'm going on vacation next week.
That's okay.
But really, seriously, Packer geeks, where are you? And lest we forget, where the heck has Railbird Central gone?
Yeah, Railbird Central. Usually when you sell out to the man, it means you get you're
flush with cash.
Yeah, you're like, hey, I got a bunch
lifestyle.
Of money.
I can blog whenever I want.
And what I liked about Railbird, my favorite thing about it actually, was he was actually there. So
wait,
I could live vicariously through
now,
Brian being at Railbird
being
at the training
the
camp.
Practice telling us what's going on. That's
yeah.
the whole point
it was,
of being called
it
Railbird
was so,
Central.
I didn't have to listen to Rob Domofsky telling me. Now I could go Greg Bedard and Brian Carreview.
That's all I needed in my life.
It's true.
But no, one post a day? Really? That's it? A positional analysis?
And he got guest writers. How does
did.
That work? You get two new guest writers and you write less posts.
And you lose post counts. I don't know how that works. So we'll have to look into that for
TV. It's in his defense. Brian has sent us an email. He's working on a book about baseball.
Okay.
Okay, there's working problems on a book? Right there.
That's fine. About baseball, yeah. That's upsetting.
Well, it's like, how do you sell out and then take a hiatus?
I just wish I had his life, I guess, you know? I mean, one post a day, write a book about something totally irrelevant to the thing you sold out about.
Man, and, you know, we got to talk about it. Titletown Award winner.
2007 Best Packer Blog.
And now, where's the Packer Blog?
Where'd it go? Brian, we expect better from you, buddy.
Let's talk about the Packer blogosphere, because we're feeling good in it. A year in, we've only been here a year, people. I know you can't believe it.
I know it seems like we've been around forever because you all hate us.
but it's only been around a year, and we already have people calling us names.
I just...
Packers Home, formerly Packer Forum, kind of, because the guy who does this podcast
for
Packers Home...
One begat the other. Right.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The people who used to be on Packer Forum, speaking of another site that gets bought out by somebody else. Wow.
Where's all this Packer cash coming from, and how do we kip in?
Let me just tell you right now.
What's that?
Cheesehead TV?
Yeah.
We're independent, baby.
We are.
It's you and me. That's it.
That's unfortunate.
That means when they
don't tell my wife, because I keep telling her this is going to lead to riches.
Well, when they offer that first money,
right, right.
My first response is always going to be no. You know why?
No.
Because we're devoted to Green Bay Packer fans. Don't let anybody tell you any different.
That's true. That's true.
And
we are
no BS.
But if someone wants to pay me for being devoted to Green Bay Packer fans,
it's true.
It's not a problem.
It's true. Unless it's certain.
I got three mouths to feed.
It's true.
Know?
It's true. Well, you have five mouths to feed.
That's true.
There you go. Well, let's listen to what Packers Home had to say about us.
And I'm going to go back to something I read over on Cheesehead TV. Where's my freaking coffee mug, by the way?
That didn't sound petulant.
Cheesehead TV. You know those dorks from New York over there that got a podcast that kind of sounds a lot like ours lately. Anyway, they said they were going to send me a coffee mug, and I haven't received it yet. But get that coffee mug in the mail.
Yes, sir.
Outside of that, they made a good point the other day. You know, when you see Brian Hawkins from Philadelphia.
Did he just rip on us and then compliment us?
They're making six moves trying to get out around their guy to, you know, tackle the quarterback. Go in there, bust some heads, get used to doing it now. So when week one comes around, we can bust some purple in the mouth.
Yeah, I like that.
I agree with that sentiment.
I like that.
But I do have a question. What's with the porn music?
I don't know, but I want to make love.
What is that about?
Oh, wow.
Okay, now wait a second.
I'm sorry. I want to make whoopee.
I'm sorry. We sound like them lately?
How does that work when they have all of... this is their third podcast.
Right.
And this is our 28th.
28 episodes, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know how that works.
But we're sounding like them
lately.
But we
sound like them.
Well,
I wonder why. Yeah,
I did go over and listen to their podcast in its entirety. Because some anonymous poster came over to Cheesehead TV and just happened to link to it.
Hey, we call you guys dorks.
It was
wink,
interesting.
Wink.
Listening to the whole intro. Guitar-based theme. Radio clip from the previous game. Where did they come up with that?
I don't know, because that's totally original. I've never heard that before.
1,000% never been done before.
Nope.
Packers Home. Consider the blog battle on.
Yeah. Well, if they had a blog.
Give me a break. Are you kidding? Are they kidding me with this? The whole coffee mug thing is hilarious because, as I recall, Pack One emailed you saying, oh, you don't need to send me anything. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, he's the Switzerland of Packer fans
right.
when it comes to blogs and forums.
Right, right.
That's
right.
Why he calls people names that he compliments. But right. You know what? Hey, he's loving it right now because Pack One, you are loving life because we are talking about you. But you know who we're going to be talking about? You know who we should be talking about?
Who's that?
A.R.
Aaron Rodgers. Having a disconcerting game.
Yeah, let's talk about the Rodgers watch. Let's talk about Aaron Rodgers having to deal with six sacks. This is unacceptable.
Six
I don't care if
the
it's
last
the freaking preseason.
Yeah.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, no, it's not. I think, obviously, a big part of it is to do with the interior of the offensive line. However, I will say, he's got to get rid of the ball. He's got to stop this dancing, drifting in the pocket, and get rid of the ball. Make your reads and pull the trigger.
Play the game.
Because this is getting a little ridiculous.
Well, and hey, there's nothing wrong with throwing it away.
No. Well, you got to get outside the pocket to do that without it being a penalty. The thing is like, he keeps trying. He's just thinking so much, and you can see him doing it.
In the There's Dallas ways game, to throw it away in the pocket, let me assure you. All you got to do is get 10 yards close
yeah,
to anybody.
Yeah, Brett used to do it. It was called an interception. It's all right. But, you know, you saw him in the Stop Dallas it. Game last year, and he made great decisions, and he knew when to get out of the pocket because he wasn't thinking about it because he was the backup, and he didn't need to worry about anything. Yep. He just came in and played. But now he's had the whole Favre fiasco. He's had all offseason of being the man, and now he's in the, you know, the bullets are flying, like they like to say, mm-hmm. and he's thinking about it. He's, mm-hmm. he's overthinking everything.
Yeah, well, he hasn't run yet. We talked about this last week. Yeah. He hasn't. Hasn't really tried to flush out. He's good at it.
And the thing is, at the beginning of this of the training camp, you know, a lot of people were, oh, he looks like he's leaving the pocket early. And so, obviously, that's been drilled into him, mm-hmm. and he's heard it everywhere, and he's trying not to do
Who
that.
Who cares? Leave but the
exactly.
pocket.
Exactly. If you can leave the pocket and make a play, go ahead.
There are not many quarterbacks in this league that can leave the pocket effectively and make first downs.
Last year against Dallas, he did it twice to huge effect both times.
And what wins a game? Almost more than anything else, if the quarterback can find ways to get first downs that you weren't expecting, that
they weren't part of the game plan.
They're not even part of the equation. You will win games if you're. I mean, that's why Tony Romo still has a job, even after all his craziness, because he's unpredictable, but he's really good at that.
When things break down,
I need a first down. Okay,
when things break down, you make a play, and if Rodgers can just do that. He'll be fine. He'll be fine because he's got the ability.
Well, and it also helps if people catch the ball.
Oh. Donald Double D Driver.
Donald
you notice
Driver,
I did not shout,
so unpredictable.
I did not shout Double D.
This
I can't
preseason,
do it.
Not dependable. Not as dependable as...
in past years.
No.
I mean, and Donald,
maybe the money's getting to him.
And Donald Lee, come on. But as I wrote earlier this
preseason.
Week... It is preseason, and they're fighting the ball. For whatever reason, you know, make your psychoanalysis, if you will. I know I tried to, but they're fighting the ball. They both jump, and they have no reason to jump. The ball is perfectly placed right in their hands. No reason to jump.
Well,
don't fight
and I think
it. Let it come to you, and that's a perfect metaphor for the entire offense. Just let the game come to you, except for you, Jason. You need to hit the guy.
I hate to get too ESPN because they tend to do this a lot where it's all about the – what's happening outside. Right. But I do feel like in Donald Driver's case, mm-hmm. with Favre gone, it's Donald Driver. I mean, he's one of the top five guys in that locker room who you point at and go, who's the face of the Green Bay Packers right now?
Right.
I mean, I would even say top three.
Oh, easily.
Who else is there? I mean, he's on the website right now. He's on their main page.
I would say top two. I would say there's Driver and Campman, and that's your face.
And then Rodgers.
And they're trying to make Rodgers.
Yeah.
But, I mean, as far as proven veterans... You know, you got
they
Charles
want
Woodson,
AJ
but,
Hawk to be, yeah, and they want it to be AJ Hawk.
It's just not
so badly.
It's just not happening.
No,
and it's
not.
Like you're two stalwarts on both sides. You got Driver, and you got Campman, and you know, and you got Woodson, you got Harris. The guy they're playing solidly.
Yeah.
But as far as veteran leadership, it's Campman and Driver.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
And Barnett.
Barnett.
I'm gonna give it to Barnett because they got people in his ear right now, and he's our guy.
And I like Barnett. He's a little mouthy, you know, after the play.
He's mouthy,
Shut
but
up,
he gets it
game.
Done though.
He
gets it done.
He is productive.
And I want to say he's an underrated Packer because in
That's
Packer
true.
Nation,
that is very
we
true.
Do not give Nick Barnett the props
you
that
see
he
all
deserves.
These 50 jerseys.
He's
you
a top seven linebacker in the NFL. As far as middle linebackers, he's top seven.
Oh, easily. I got to agree with that.
Well, let's go back to the wide receivers. Let's listen to what Mike McCarthy had to say about them. And here he is.
I don't like it. It falls under the category we talked about yesterday about fundamentals. We didn't have a very good night in fundamentals, whether it was with our pad level or our footwork, dropping the ball, throwing the ball. So those are all things we work on every day. We need to do a better job of it. I think we have a perimeter group that catches the ball very well. Illustrated what we've done in the past, but that doesn't carry over to obviously the present. So we work on it every day. I'm not concerned as we move forward, but we need to catch the ball better.
Tired of talking to friends and family who just don't seem to care who will survive roster cutdown on August 26th? Then head over to the Packer Fan Forum at CheeseheadTV.com. You'll meet Packer fans who are as passionate about the Pack as you are. The Packer Fan Forum at CheeseheadTV.com. Check it out.
Well, I'm going to check it out. What about you, Corey?
Oh, I'm definitely checking it out.
And funnily enough, Record number of people checked it out this week.
Yeah, it's good. People, check it out. If you haven't checked out the Packer Fan Forum, we're on it. We're dialoguing.
Dialoguing. Who knew advertising works? But one of the things that we'll obviously be talking about is this upcoming game with the Broncos on Friday night.
The Broncos.
And number one thing I'm going to be looking out for is pass protection.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Wells is hurt again. So Spitz is being moved over to the center. Mm. And I guess Sitton's, you know, locked in there at right guard.
No, it's Corey Hall.
And right.
Corey Hall is the new guard because he played linebacker in college. So
he's going to play every position. And apparently Darren College is playing left guard.
Please don't talk to me about Darren College.
I only report what I read.
We should ban the usage of those two words next to each other, Darren and College, on our podcast.
I think it's coming.
It's close.
Seriously, the number one thing that needs to happen
is Justin Harrell needs to get cut.
Easy. Hey, what about our new pickup at defensive tackle, Rodney Allen from the Odessa Roughnecks of the Intense Football League?
Yay. And he's the missing link.
As someone over at JS Online pointed out, he, just by virtue of being good in an individual drill, has done more than Justin Harrell.
Which is not very hard
it's
to
not
do.
Very
Actually,
good.
If I joined the Packers as the fifth string water boy,
yeah,
in 1 hour, I would have done more than Justin Harrell's done for the Green Bay Packers.
I'd say that's ridiculous, but it's really not.
It's really not.
But
it's really the truth.
Seriously, what we need to see Friday night is execution.
Yeah.
Across the board. Execution on the offense, execution on the defense.
Execution of Jared Bush. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's unfortunate. True, but unfortunate.
That's not going to happen.
It might. I doubt it.
No, it won't.
For the betterment of the team.
No, I bet he makes the 75.
I'll bet he makes the 75, but it'll be very interesting to see if he makes the 53.
He might be at the top end of the 75. He might be 75. He might be Mr. 75 himself.
He may be 76, which is what I'm hoping. But we'll see.
Well, that's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed our latest attempt at Packer punditry. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.